What's good? Zimbabwe muhle muri Zimbabwe lingali chona njani mthakazo muhle kwazi why muri Zimbabwe. If you're tuning in right now, wherever you are in the world, welcome. You're tuned into Live Talk, the connection with Mike Hove, Studio 7's very own youth program that targets tackling anything and everything youth related muri Zimbabwe. The program Live Talk, the connection, is brought to you live from our studios in Washington DC by Studio 7, Voice of America. And today is Tuesday, the 4th of May, 2021. Muri Zimbabwe, mthakazo muhle. I'm your host, Mike Hove. Once again, Muri Zimbabwe, if you're tuning in, wherever you are in the world, welcome to Nomgamjira Isiyawamgela, kuhlelo lwethu lwabasakhulayo, to Live Talk, The Connection, with your boy Mike Hove. Tonight on The Connection, we continue the discussion on the COVID-19 pandemic, responsible for taking millions of lives across the globe, thousands of lives in Zimbabwe. But the conversation is not just going to be ending on the update. We're going to be delving deeper and taking a look at Zimbabwe's vaccination program. And to wrap it all up, we're going to be talking to members of the informal sector. Banoita mabasa emawoko abayenza izandla imisebenzi yezandla abaziphandelayo. We're going to have them lapha kuhlelo lwethu lwabasakhulayo as we focus on how the COVID-19 pandemic has affected their lives. Of course, following all events that have happened since the COVID-19 pandemic broke out in Zimbabwe last March. What's been happening with them even after the heavy COVID-19 restrictions in Zimbabwe have been loosened. If you're looking to join us, Muri Zimbabwe, we're going to be opening the lines to you. Abalaleli bethu abathandekayo, vatheleli bethu e Studio 7, +1 202 619 2077 is the number to call. If you're looking to join us live, pamepo, once again, the number +1 202 619 2077. As we speak, Muri Zimbabwe, we're streaming live on our three Facebook pages, VOA Ndebele, VOA Shona, and VOA Studio 7. So for those that are watching live with us, thank you so much for tuning in. Do not forget to press the like button and the share button so that we can watch the program in our numbers. The like button, importantly, so that we know that I was with Chokwadi Muri Zimbabwe, Sisonke, like so, we're together, Pano Pachirongwa Chedu Chevechidiki, here on The Connection. Now, Muri Zimbabwe, Chirwereche COVID-19 coronavirus, the COVID-19 pandemic responsible for taking millions of lives across the globe. That's the discussion. Without wasting time, let us delve into the latest information released by the Ministry of Health and Child Care. Now, an update on COVID-19 in Zimbabwe. According to the most recent information released by the Ministry of Health, Zimbabwe currently has 38,293 confirmed COVID-19 cases, 35,647 recoveries, 1,573 deaths. Now, these are all cumulative cases. That means these are all the cases that broke out since day one up to date. Now, as we speak, just last night alone, 1,895 PCR tests were conducted. 12 new cases were detected in Zimbabwe, 13 recoveries, and 3 deaths. Now, of those 3 deaths, Muri Zimbabwe, one is in Bulawayo, Gontutuziatunga, one is in Harare, and one is in Mashonaland East. Now, when we talk about how many people have taken the COVID-19 vaccine, the COVID-19 jab in Zimbabwe, 437,751 have taken the COVID-19 vaccine in Zimbabwe. So those are the latest statistics released by the Ministry of Health and Child Care. Now, when we talk about materials that have been produced for a very long time, lapha kuhlelo lwethu lwabasakhulayo, a lot of people have come in and said Zimbabwean government needs to up their game in terms of producing materials that will educate people on the COVID-19 pandemic. Recently, Pano Pachirongwa Chedu Chevechidiki, we've been showcasing some of the materials that have been released by the Ministry of Health and Child Care. We're talking about materials that have been educating the public on the COVID-19 pandemic, been used on social media, been used on TV, been used on radio. Let's take a look at a recent clip that they prepared, courtesy of the Ministry of Health's Twitter page, whereby they're educating Zimbabweans on the COVID-19 pandemic. Let's take a look.
COVID-19 inotibata tose ninzira dzakasiyana. unokwanisa kunge uine COVID-19 asi usingazvizive uchitoparadzira chirwere pasina zvioneso zvechirwere ichi. Ungazvibvunze kuti ungazive sei kuti wabatwa nechirwere ichi uye kuti woenda rini kunotsvaga rubatsiro kuchipatara. Bazi rinoona nezveutano nekuchengetedzwa kwevana raparura nzira yokutibatsira kuti titore matano chaiwo rinonzi Zim COVID Safe App. Iri nzira inoita kuti tikurumidze kuona kuti tiri munjodzi yekurwara necoronavirus. Uchabvunzwa mibvunzo yakatevedzana yekuzviongorora muviri. App iyi ichatora mhinduro yako yoona kuti ungave nezvioneso zvecovid-19 uye inokudza kuti ramba uchizviongorora kana kuti enda unotsvaga rubatsiro kuzvipatara. Nzira iyi yekuongorora zvioneso zvecovid-19 ichakubatsira kuti utore chipi chinhano chinotevera. Unokwanisa kuwana maCOVID-19 Testing and Vaccination Center ari pedyo newe muZimbabwe yese neZim COVID Safe App. App iyi inokupa ruzivo rwerunhare dzokufona, nguva dzinenge dzakavhurwa maVaccination Center uye nekero dzadzo. Zim COVID Safe App inokupa ruzivo maererano nezvese zviri kuitika necoronavirus, kubva kuvanhu vangani vakabatwa nechirwere, vakapora, vakatestwa nekubayiwa mavaccine uye nevanhu vakafa pamusaka pecovid-19. Kushandisa app iyi imwe yenzira yekuzvidzivirira zvakafanana nekupfeka mamask, kugeza maoko nekumira kure nekure zve 1 meter kune munhu ari pedyo nemi. Zim COVID Safe App ndeimwe yenzira dzakatarwa pamutemo kushambadza nhau maererano necovid-19 muno muZimbabwe. Ndeye mahara uye yakavimbika. Unokwanisa kuidownloada nhasi paGoogle Play Store kana paApp Store. Mashoko aya maunzirwa nebazi rinoona nezveutano nekuchengetedzwa kwevana, vachitsigirwa neve Chicken Inn, Revive neBakers Inn.
Well, Muri Zimbabwe, you're seeing there that's some of the materials produced by the Ministry of Health and Child Care. There's a mobile application that you can now use to find out more information on the COVID-19 pandemic. How helpful this is, I look to hear more from my guests joining me live via telephone from Bulawayo. Going to Tuzia Tunga, Nkosikhona TVT, the founder of Community Podium TV. Nkosikhona, welcome to the program, man. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. Thanks, Mike. How are you?
I'm great. Nantu tabalukone kutwini Nkosikhona. Let's delve into it. COVID-19. Just under 500,000 people have taken the COVID-19 vaccine. What is your impression on this?
Yeah, the case has been slow of late, maybe because there was the issue of, you know, dealing with frontline workers first and stuff like that. But here in Bulawayo, almost all the clinics, you can go and take the jab, but it's not yet clear, particularly for the residents, to say who can come. Mm-hmm. We have heard that those who are over 60 years are free to go to get the jab, but it's not yet clear whether it's open for everyone to go and be vaccinated. So with 500,000 people and looking at our population, it's still at a slow pace. Uh-huh. As well. Even the acquisition of the jab itself, it's very slow because we are talking about probably 400,000 donations from the Chinese government, 600,000 rather, and, you know, other ones from India. So we are still in the journey where probably a small fraction of our population actually has taken the jab.
Mm-hmm. Now, I want to delve into what's happening across the whole nation. For a very long time, including some of the conversations that I've had with you here on the program and other interviews that we've conducted together, for a long time, people were talking about materials, yeah, urging government to ensure Uti, they prepare more stuff educating people on the COVID-19 pandemic. Where do you think government is faring on this right now? Just before we headed to you, we played one of the clips that government has produced in terms of educating people. How do you think government is faring now?
Well, the information is there. I've listened to the radio, heard jingles about vaccine, COVID-19. But we find that the greater part of our population is actually in the remote areas, you know. Mm-hmm. Who you are talking about, your being there, where people want to understand what's going on in their own language, That is your Tonga, mm-hmm. you know. So you find that in the open northern space, in the open areas, information is flying around about the vaccine. But I feel we could do more probably in terms of disseminating information about the vaccine itself. You know, the uptake is a bit slower. And you find that in the initial days, it was slow, but it's picking up speed. But you then notice that also the statistics are mostly from the urban areas. So we need to, you know, escalate these to the local COVID remote communities. Mm-hmm. I don't know what strategies government can use. Maybe we use our local government structures, your council, so that people can get that information, or use community-based organizations so that it's information that is always available, just like a jingle after every news bulletin on radio. It should be that consistent for them. Yes, there are some places have access to radio, but the radio doesn't tell them where to get the jab. Mm-hmm. So we need to then streamline the information determination to a district level, to a ward level, even to a village level, so that we are able to say, yes, people are getting the vaccine in this area, in this area, and these are the points that they get there. It should be information that is readily available. If you make a phone call away, I should be able to call my counselor in my rural home and find out where can my relatives go and get the vaccine. But most of them are not sure. They really need to try to find out. So let me get back to you after finding out. So that information should be readily available. Mm-hmm. Any time for anyone who then decides to take the job.
Now, before we delve deeper into what's happening here with regards to information, especially emaphandleni in the rural areas, there's another thing that I want to touch on. Recently, as an attempt towards reaching that 10 million herd immunity vaccine that Zimbabwe has, we heard government announcing that private companies can now step in and work alongside government, allowing private companies to now purchase vaccines to vaccinate their own people. Of course, this is now working alongside government, which means private companies can only purchase vaccines that are being used in the country. How helpful do you think this is in terms of reaching that 10 million herd immunity goal, that 60%?
I think it will assist, you know. However, the companies still have to work within the parameters and guided by government. But I think it will assist, you know, the companies that employ the large chunk of people, you know, your mining sector, manufacturing sector. If you get the debt for your company or for your workers, it will help to spread. Even if, even if the company just buy for its workers and the family of employees, it will become handy in terms of achieving that. Because at this pace, you know, relying on the government supply and government distribution channels, it's limiting, you know, the taking of the gap. Also, the information gap is also adding into that gap as well of taking the gap. So I think it's a welcome move for mm-hmm. private sector to chip in and also, help in covering that space and also acquiring, you know, the jab for their colleagues. Because right now what we have is not enough for us to achieve that at this rate. It will need just maybe 2 more years or 3. Mm-hmm.
All right, let me hold you on the line in Ngosi Corner. There's a video that we need to go to, and then we'll come back because I'd love to hear your comment on this. Muriye Zimbabwe liye muzwa u Ngosi Corner DVD, the founder of Community Podium TV, uyasho ngempela umbono wakhe ngalokho okwenzakalayo elizweni. When we're talking about uhlelo lokuhlaba abantu ijekiseni ele vaccine elivikela iCOVID-19. Now, Muriye Zimbabwe, earlier on you heard Ngosi Corner partially touch on what's happening emaphandleni. Now, experts experts across the whole continent, not just in Zimbabwe, are saying ukuthi the COVID-19 pandemic has caused a bigger divide in comparison to what was there before the COVID-19 pandemic, between okwenzakalayo, what is happening in the urban areas, and what is happening in the rural areas. They touch on what's happening with regards to access to information when it comes to the COVID-19 pandemic. Let us head over to a report done by Anita Powell in South Africa, who showcases what is happening across the whole continent. Let's take a look.
It's hard to see COVID-19 here in the village of Kamatsamo in rural South Africa. On a recent day, most residents weren't diligently wearing masks outdoors, as is the law. But the pandemic is deeply felt here, say residents, who point not to death tolls, but to economic and social devastation.
It's been a problem, like really problem, a big problem to me.
22-year-old Pakale Sambo wants to become a carpenter and eventually set up her own carpentry shop. But that dream ended when the pandemic arrived.
Because I can't continue with my carpentry studies. I just stopped. And I can't even start my own business because the money is too low. People are complaining they can't even buy these fruits. They are complaining. They say it's too much money. I'm being expensive or something. They say that.
Data about COVID's impact on Africa's urban-rural divide is still being gathered. But one recent study from a group of Nigerian and British researchers warns that rural African communities risk being left behind in the pandemic because of the lack of amenities like good road networks and strong infrastructure like clinics and hospitals. Big efforts such as vaccination campaigns are much more difficult in rural environments, says Freddie Nkosi, country director of an NGO in the Democratic Republic of Congo that focuses on remote, rural, low-income countries.
You need to keep the vaccines in the cold chain environments. And you need to train the people who will transport the vaccines. You need to train the people who will be using the vaccines, I mean the health workers. So getting all these different pieces of puzzles in a very short period of time, that's very, very challenging.
For a town like Kamatsamo, which has 23,000 residents and is less than a day's drive from Johannesburg, that is doable. And for that reason, residents say they prefer to stay here.
It's better to stay in a small place because we have a small people there than the big cities, because in the big cities there's a lot of people. Some of them, they don't know about COVID, they are stubborn, they don't know about, they don't care about that thing.
I think around the rural area it's much better than the city, because there's not a lot of people. Actually, I think it's safe to be in the rural area.
But Nkosi says his experience in the largest country in sub-Saharan Africa is concerning, what little of it he gets to see.
I traveled in over 5 provinces so far, where I see a disparity between what is happening in the urban area or in Kinshasa and what is happening in most of the rural areas, where, for example, if I have to start with the health workers and community health workers, in the rural areas, they have limited access to personal protective equipment compared to those who are in the urban areas.
But rural African life has always been complex and resilient. This town has existed in some form for hundreds of years, through wars, epidemics, and upheavals. This pandemic, in a way, is just a blip in its history. Anita Powell, VOA News, Kamatsamo, South Africa.
Well, Muriel Zimbabwe, you're hearing there a report by Intatheli Zindaba, yomsakazo we Voice of America, ukwele South Africa, Anita Powell. Dibiti, are you still on the line?
Yes, I am very much.
Well, we're hearing the experts there comment on okwenzakalayo emaphandleni. I'd love to hear you. I know you have particularly worked labantu emaphandleni. One of the things that they're arguing is ukuthi the COVID-19 pandemic has caused a big divide between okwenzakalayo emadolobheni and okwenzakalayo emaphandleni. How are people in the rural areas processing konke lokho kwenzakalayo elizweni okumayelana ngokumebetheka kwe-COVID-19 njalo uhlelo lokuhlaba abantu ijekiseni le-COVID-19?
Emakhaya lapho esisebenza khona ikakhulu ema-north nema-south, ihlupho abantu abahlangana nalo emakhaya you know, the information that they get is mostly the statistics. Mm-hmm. How many people tested positive today, you know, they use our minutes of information daily update. Mm-hmm. But the people don't understand. There's an information gap around, okay, after they're vaccinated, you know, the first dose, people don't understand. Okay, first dose and second dose. Okay, does it mean, these are the questions people would usually ask, does it mean if I take the first dose and I don't make it for the second dose, what happens to me? Does it mean if I take the vaccine, I will not have COVID-19? Does it mean we should not take no natural remedies? This is about COVID-19. COVID-19, some actually say COVID-19 is a process. In Azila, COVID-19 lab, in a little bit of a town, Conanabo, Lavanova is very good. You find that there are a lot of news around COVID-19 in vaccination, where people say, which is less successful in the social matter, like in Azila problem. You know, even the number of reported cases, for example, in Matabeleland North, you know, the total number up to date is 1,333. So it's like that there are some communities where they feel this never came here, so why should we be vaccinated? So it becomes a big problem. You say, okay, almost 500,000 have been vaccinated, but there are certain communities who still feel, corona. So you find this corona there's a huge gap, and the inoculation process, the taking the vaccine information, I got to even corona that information inoculation may you start to get. I got to even do this vaccine. There's a lot of fear with 9 vaccine, which is the guys level who think is good. Nothing like that. So you find that there's a lot of misconceptions, a lot of fears, a lot of myths as well, because they rely mostly about the thing.
Let me hold you on the line, Nkosikhona Dibidi. Let me take my second guest, Ongenayo Kuhlelo. Hold on for one second, and then I'm going to come back to you. Muri Zimbabwe, murikumunzwa ka Nkosikhona Dibidi, mutoriwe nau, uyezwe ndiyakatanga chirongwa, kana kuti sangano, Recommunity Podium TV, rukushanda kumaruwa, uyezwe kumadhorobha, vachidzidzisa vanhu nezviri kuitika munyika, pamusoro pezvekutekeshera kweCOVID-19, pamwe nechirongwa chekubaya vanhu nhomba yeCOVID-19. Pindai muchirongwa muri Zimbabwe tipewo maonero enyu ngiyabona ngempela ukuthi bakhona abantu abaseqalile ukubhala imibono yabo varipo vanhu vatanga kunyora maonero avo. Hanzi naTawanda Chafa, I hear you live from Ngutu. I want to know tenda zvikuru. Thank you so much Tawanda nekupinda muchirongwa. Richard Moyo ari kunyora hanzi COVID-19 makaoma kwazvo asi izvozvi hanzi zvambova nani varoda kupinda muchirongwa vamoyo. I want to know tenda vamoyo tichakutsvagai. Let me head over to my second guest Ongenayo Kuhlelo live alaye. He's Kobulawayo, Michael Ndiweni. He's the executive director of the Bulawayo Vendors Traders Association. Earlier on, I touched on the fact that we're looking to hear from people who are part of the informal sector to hear how they're surviving in the country. Now, the good thing about the Bulawayo Vendors Traders Association is they also had programs that were targeted towards helping their members during this time under the COVID-19 pandemic. So let's hear more from Mr. Ndiweni. Mr. Ndiweni, welcome to the program.
Thank you so much, Mike. Good evening, viewers, listeners from all over the world.
Now, let's delve into it, Mr. Ndweni. You guys as an organization had a program helping your members on the on what's happening around the country with regards to the COVID-19 pandemic. The last time we had a conversation, you were updating me talking about you were excited as an organization because the country had just reopened and people were allowed to go back to work. Since then, how have things gone for your members?
Thank you for that question. Indeed, we were excited, like you rightly put it, and we are still at least feeling a bit of a relief that people are working in marketplaces. Of course, there are still challenges about business that is still a bit low. As you know, that a number of people were laid off at the height of the lockdown, and people have not really made incomes for them to be able to dispose some in marketplaces. So there is still a very low business, but at least people are trading as we speak. And some issues that are still of concern is the cost of compliance that is still sitting on people's shoulders, issues to do with them being able to buy sanitizers, for them to sanitize at markets and entry points, for them to be able to buy masks. Those things are still a challenge to most traders because they need to then have some kind of disposable income that they will use to buy food, meet their basic needs, at the same time also being able to meet the cost of compliance. So those are some of the realities that people actually are facing as we speak right now in the informal economy.
Mm-hmm. Now, you guys initially had a program where you were helping your members with masks, with all these necessary equipment. How is that program going? Is that still ongoing?
Yes, it is still ongoing. As also, you know, that some of these programs are supported by partners, so they have some kind of lifespan. So the lifespan ends and then you start a new phase. So it kind of goes on and off. But our partners are still there with us. We're still having conversations. We still have people that were recruited. For instance, we are recruited market bailiffs. People were moving around markets in the city of Bulawayo, observing if people are masking up, are washing their hands, are sanitizing, are observing physical distancing in marketplaces. So if those people still doing the work, we're getting reports every week from our market bailiffs. So the work is still ongoing. They're also going around just checking if people are keeping their markets clean. We are still also running some awareness radio programs in the local commercial radio stations to raise awareness, to remind people that COVID is still with us. As we can see, other countries like India are battling the heightened pandemic right now. So we are still saying to people that we are not safe. Let's try to exercise extreme caution as we do our business. And our partners, like I said, they're still there. We're having conversations to see how we can continue trying to at least cushion people and the cost of compliance that is sitting on people's shoulders. So this work is still ongoing as I speak. And also as I've spoken to some of the interviews that we're pursuing as we speak right now.
All right, Mr. Ndweni, let me hold you there for 1 second and then I'm going to come back to you. There's a clip that I'd like to play and I'd like to hear your comment on it. It's about vendors talking about their experiences. As someone who represents the vendors in Bulawayo, I'd love to hear your thoughts. So just hold on the line for 1 second and then we're going to come back to you shortly. So Mudie Zimbabwe Liamuso Michael Ndweni. Michael Ndweni is the executive director of the Bulawayo Vendors Traders Association, touching there on how their organization is helping vendors or members of the informal sector per se under these times whereby the nation is fighting the global pandemic. Now let's head over to a clip whereby AP managed to catch a couple of vendors in Zimbabwe and they were talking about their experiences under the COVID-19 pandemic. Let's take a look.
I'm going to go to the house. takuti masikati chikafu chishoma manheruwo totowanzewo rasitafu yacho futi vanogona kuitora kana kusore vanga vakufunga unotorera zvese zvauri kutengesa kana tobva tichimbisa fainzi apa unenge usina pekutangira.
Chikafu chaicho chekuti tidye chaibva ipata apa pabasa redu, saka hazvichasi kufamba zvakanaka pari zvinozvi. Ndoma efekti ati kusangana nayo pari zvinozvi. Kumbare taikwanisa kubata more than 500, yes. Asi pari zvinozvi zvakutorema, nekuti hatichakwanisa kutobata kana $50 chaicho, ndomuna uchishandira kana kuti $30 per day.
Bonato bonato nega. Ehe. Ndauya zvekare nevachete yenyu akachipa nega.
Hai bafetu Zimbabwe has hustlers. Yamuzi umfana uti ah hanzi ma t-shirt akachipa asvika. Hai Zimbabwe has hustlers ngempela. Let me bring back DBT first and then we'll head over to Mr. Ndweni. DBT, are you still on the line?
Yes, I'm there, Mike.
I know you have experience speaking to people of the members of the informal sector, especially after loko kwenzakalayo elizweni whereby ilizwe belivaliwe ngci and they couldn't go to work. But since then, the country has opened. Abantu bathini abakumsebenzi wezandla?
Yeah, abantu abasebenzayo, kunzima. Because business is slow, things are never the same, you know. People are spending less because they are not, they haven't made much anyway. So you find that, you know, there is a lot of competition, you know, where people probably the diaspora now send to manage to certain businesses, they must apply to food, to your vegetables, your meat. So the market is getting tight because those other services are in the informal sector couldn't migrate quickly into the social media space, into the digital marketing space. You are left almost behind because your usual client will be just communicating to someone saying, okay, can you deliver this for me? Or someone is paying out of the country, paying for them, and they just go and collect. So it's been peace in terms of, you know, informal sector and the reopening of the country. It gives hope, clears hope in terms of, okay, probably to work, and towards the end of the year, we see what happens. But, you know, there are always fears around, okay, what happens with COVID-19, you know, they talk around the, you know, third wave, because it's now cold, this is over, I can't get cold on. So you find that, you know, there are all those fears, and the expenditure of running a business, complying with the whole protocol is very expensive. So that cost is always going to the product. So you find the big players in the market will take the larger chunk of the share because they can sustain our prices are way lower than the small business that we have to even sector in the sanitizer and the mask around the price in the end. We hope things will normalize. There are some who are struggling to import from South Africa because, you know, you're working with runners who pay for you. They charge extra money on top.
It's
different from Udala, Udala, Messina, or Francistown to get your goods.
Right, hoti ngikubamba umlomo, I like that you touched on what's happening in terms of iborder vele ukuthi that's also playing a part. We're going to hear ukuthi uNdweni what does he have to say, but let me first take a caller. Ngeza ukuthi ngilomlaleli ongenayo kuhlelo, we have a caller. Caller mthereri mlaleli, ngiyakwamukela kuhlelo, welcome to the program. Who's on the line there? Hello.
Yebo.
Yebo, ngibani okhona ecingweni?
Ulungani.
Lungani unjani bafo?
Ngiyaphila ntuna unjani?
Hayi ngiyaphila. Usithinta ungapi?
Ngithinta ngila eSouth Africa.
Kunjani kwele South Africa, especially under i time le ilizwe lalo le South Africa lisalwisana nge COVID-19?
La South Africa sekungcono khona ngoba sesikwazi ukuthi siphume sedoha doha kusafani na nalapha sikubo level wa sikubalana manya ama level lana bese kuwa manje sekungcono sesikwazi ukusebenza.
Sike sadlala le ungaqhubeka
into nje sisixa yena le amabhodi ukuthi thina abanye uthola ukuthi sisebenza ngokuthi izinto sizicrosses vele so manje ngohlupho lolo sinalo eborder yiyo nje into esixaka kakhulu.
What about indaba yemisebenzi? Sike sadlala enye video omunye unkazana okhona le kwele South Africa ekhala esithi hayi indaba yemisebenzi vele kwele South Africa sokukhanya ngani sokuyahlupha. Nina ke abadabuka kwele Zimbabwe imisebenzi leyo uthola yini?
Uqinisile khona ma kuyukuthi beuqhashiwe emankampanini, hayi emankampanini amaningi adilizi abantu mpela umsebenzi awusekho. Thina-ke siphila ngokuzisebenza vele since zafika e-South Africa, hayi mina ngiyazisebenza. Akufani khona lawo amaklayenti engangunawo ngisasenawo namanje lo ngubanika leyo good service kini uyabuloku usayithola-thola usuwathola-thola amatoho. Akufani inkinga yinabo ma ukuthi busebenza enkampanini or ma-restaurant kuphi kuva, hayi kuyabheda mpela manje kuyabheda.
Manje sikhangele okwenzakalayo kwele Zimbabwe, Lungani, ubona ngani njengelizwe, what can we learn from okwenziwa yi-South Africa?
Bengicabanga ukuthi mhlawumbe ele Zimbabwe uma ungaba nakhona kube ne-democracy nokuthi abantu bakwazi ukuziphilisa kahle njengalokho esikubona kwenzakala ukuthi abantu babethengisa emgwaqweni manje bayatshaywa bayathathelwa izinto kuthe nalaba bebezamela amateksini kwela kithi ngapha emathebelelendi babezamela amateksini sebethathelwa amateksi sokuthi abapake kungene ozubukho. Zonke lezana zinto zizoletha indlala eningi kakhulu ngoba kulabo zubukho kuqashwa kwakhona kuba nzima.
Hayi siyakuzwa Lungani, bengicela ukuthi uphosele amazwi okugcina bese sithatha umunye umlaleli.
Okay, abengafisa nje ukuthi nathi ngelilanga ilizwe lethu libe nayo leyo freedom ukuthi sikwazi nathi ukusebenza sibuyele ekhaya sikhumbule emuva ngoba manje ngendlela okungayo nalapha noma kubheda uthi ecabanga nokuthi ekhaya kubheda wese kuba nzima ukuthi ungayaphi sigcina sesingasela ndawo esingaya kuyo. Ngiyabonga ba.
Hayi sibonga, kubonga thina Lungani. Muri eZimbabwe, you're hearing there from one of our callers who's in South Africa. Lungani, yena uyangena kuhlelo, he's telling us all his thoughts. He's in South Africa. He's saying, you know what, even though it's difficult, the COVID-19 pandemic ravaged the whole continent, especially in South Africa. A lot of people lost their jobs, but he's saying, you know what, he's a hustler. He's in the informal sector. His clients are satisfied with his job, and so he's found a way to continue life as a normal. Muri eZimbabwe, you're right. Maondrenyu pa page redu re VOA Studio 7 sikhona njalo ku VOA Ndebele kanye la ku VOA Shona. Let us know your thoughts on what's happening in Zimbabwe. Before we take my third guest ongenayo kuhlelo u Robson Mhlubulo, he's a part of the informal sector. Let's see ukuthi abantu bathini kukhasi lethu le VOA Studio 7. U Bosh Jayaguruthi live watching you live from Gaborone, Botswana. Ntate Bosh Jayaguru, ke a leboga ntate, welcome to our program. Reason Trove saying Trukukona live Trikunuk South Africa Limpopo. Limpopo, thank you so much for Limpopo's in the building. Boas Jayaguru upinde wabhala njalo vanyora zvakare hanzi kumaruwa ai wakuchine basa guru for COVID-19 rechokwadi. Thank you so much, Boas, for joining us. Now let me take my third guest. He's an informal trader, Robson Mhlubulo. Robson, welcome to our program. How are you doing?
I'm good. Welcome, Mr. How are you?
Ngiyaphila bafo. Let's delve into it. I'm curious, you are the actual people we're looking to talk to. How is life looking for you guys as an informal trader? I know you faced a couple of challenges under the COVID-19 lockdown, but since the country's opened, how is business looking?
The business is still tough. It's not yet back to normal because as informal sector, we are still trying to get back to where we were before the lockdown because we lost a lot of money, a lot of things through the lockdown. So we are still trying to push out, but we are not yet back to our feet.
Now, tell me something, Robson. Earlier on, I was speaking to Mr. Ndweni, and we still have him on the line. When we talk about the precautions, one of the conditions of all informal traders being able to go back to work was to ensure that you can all practice the COVID-19 regulations, which means whatever people buy, you should have sanitizer on hand, you should be able to wash your hands, you should be able to continuously wear a mask, you should be able to do all these different things. How are you able to upkeep with that? Because apparently it's very expensive.
In the beginning, it was okay. But right now, because the business is not yet up to where we're expecting it to be, in terms of sanitizers in Zimbabwe, since this lockdown thing has started and coronavirus has started, sanitizers started to be more expensive. So sometimes even the customers who does not buy your things, they still have to be sanitized. But at the end of the day, you have to get in an expense of a sanitizer, which is an expensive thing, which is a challenge right now. Even the taking temperatures, sometimes we are not getting it because it's something that is expensive. Of course, you have to buy batteries each and every time. So in the informal sector, a lot of informal sector, they are no longer using it. We are just doing business as usual. Just a few who are able to afford still using the rule regulations, but most of the people, even other shops, are no longer doing it as they were supposed to do, following the regulation properly.
Let me hold you there for 1 second, Hlubulo. Let me take Ndiweni back, and then we're going to come back to you a little later. So don't hang up, just stay on the line. Mr. Ndiweni, are you still on the line there?
I'm there, Mike.
Right. So earlier on, we played a clip of what you know, young people are facing in across the whole divide. Ikakhulukazi emaphandleni. So I'm curious to hear about that. How are informal traders emaphandleni surviving? If the people in the cities are crying about these things, what about emaphandleni? What's happening there?
Just to weigh in on what Udivichi said, it's even dire emaphandleni because of the simple reason of the rural urban divide in terms of access to anything that you can think of. Besides in this linyayo as dwelele makhaya, so you can imagine if people in the urban areas are struggling to access these PEs, like my brother also a Tesla has just said, they are even struggling right now to adhere to these protocols because of the simple reason even umdenga tenganga has to be sanitized, umuntu ongathengayo has to be screened in terms of temperature but ayaphela. So imagine emakhaya ukuthi these things vele ziyahlupha ukutholakala because of access, because of infrastructure that is there. So it's a challenge enkulu kakhulu ke emaphandleni ngendlela vele nje ilizwe lelimi ngayo. So siyakwazi ukuthi abantu bayakhala kakhulu emakhaya to get these things. Even information also ufika bayo zindawo akula ama-reception ama-radio esiwasebenzisayo ukuthi sikhulume on these issues, abantu abala ama-radios to get to hear some of these messages. So kunzima kakhulu. Even i-support that sometimes our partners give, you find ukuthi abaningi they will concentrate on emakhaya, I mean emadolobheni, because of also into accessibility lana ama-roads afile asahambeki ama-reserva. So ngamagodigod, so kunzima kakhulu ukuthi-ke abantu bafinyelele emaphandleni bancediswe kakhulu abazisebenzayo. So kulobunzima kakhulu-ke ukuthi sithi reach out to almost everyone odinga usizo lolu, kumbe bathole even nxa bele mali to buy these things, kumele zimele agade ibhasi ebabuye edolobheni azozithengela ibhasi yakhona la yayibiza ingalo lonyawo ukuthi umuntu afinyelele edolobheni athenge lezi zinto. So kulobunzima kakhulu fokahobe ebantwini abasebenza abasemaphandleni xa sibaqathanisa bona semakhaya abalalandola abantu sebadolobheni. Ngiyaxolisa ngalokho.
Okay, let me hold you for 1 second. Ngithatha umlaleli ngezwa ukuthi nginomlaleli ongenayo kuhlelo, and then we're going to come back to you. Ngoba ngifuna ukuthinta indaba yamabhoda njalo, as mentioned by UDVT. But first, let's take our caller. We have Uzuma Busani Mathe. Mathe, welcome to the program. Before Tumelang, uka intate, welcome to the program. Mate, are you on the line? Connecting when?
Yes.
Yes, Ntate. Okay, how are you doing? Yebo mate, ukhona ecingweni na?
Yango.
Siyakwamukela kuhlelo unjani bafo?
Hayi mina ngiright mkhulu.
Kwele Botswana liphila njani especially kulesikhathi abantu basalwisana ngegcikwane le COVID-19?
Eh, siphila nzima kakhulu, hey, siyangona nzima, le msebenzi yangona lezi nsuku nzima. Kona kukhona sizithekiwe abantu yangona nzima.
Siyezwa ukuthi kulezi zalwane zeZimbabwe vele ngempela abaningi abakumsebenzi wezandla abaziphandelayo bayayenelise yini ukusebenza kahle kwele Botswana kulesi sikhathi?
Lezi nsuku sekuyikubamba ngamandla, sekuyikuyenzela nje kuphela ukuthi kathi yethashi zakuyela siyafika senzeni, otherwise vele sisenzima.
So why ngilinga buyela ekhaya ke mathe ema kunjalo? Ngithi why lingabuyela ekhaya ma kunjalo?
Ekhaya sibiyenzeni, ngingahlala ekhaya from lockdown iqalisa. Impilo yangibona kade nzima, uvuka uthezi labantwana le, labantwana kungalalithola ungenayo, kungalamali. Impilo yangibona kade nzima kakhulu. So uma ngingapha kungcono kwesinye isikhathi, noma ngingahlala kumbe iziki ezimbili umuntu engasebenzi, uyakwanisha ukuthi uvele 1 day uthole le mali anyani, ukwanisha ukuthi ubathumele something. So nxa usekhaya impilo yangikhona inzima kakhulu, plus abantwana basezikolweni kathesi i-school fees yangibona siyadura, into yonke iyadura, and futhi into yasekhaya yonke into kufuze ibhadane nge-foreign currency, khonapho kungala ukuthi uyayithathanga.
Mathe, nkuthazo bani owulawo okupha kuhulumende ikakhulukazi kulesi sikhathi liyezwa abanye bekhalala besithi ngikhanya ngani kuyahlupha ukuphila kwele Zimbabwe? What would you like to tell uhulumende?
Hayi, laphana elizweni lakithi asilakho lomuntu straight. Ukuthi wona nje muthi uhulumende hayi akulakho lomuntu. Banabantu omunye nomunye izenzele kwakho kusenayo. Abantu nje yima kuphela ngapha uhulumende leyo siyena ngihlukumeza abantu. Hayi,
awuboni ngani kukhona okungayenziwa nguhulumende ukuthuthukisa abantu, ukusiza abantu? Bengithi kukhona na okungenziwa nguhulumende ukusiza abantu?
Uhulumende wakithi njengoba kafuna, nxa ungathi uyazama i-business inyana, uyabuya lelakhe i-business inyana kupha efake lakhe, akunakuthuthukisa abayi, kunqindezela kuphela, siphila ngokunqindezela.
Hayi, siyakuzwa mathe, phosela amazwi akho okugcina.
Hayi, nami ngiyabonga namhla ukungenayo kwi-studio sezweni. Kumnandi phela ukukhuluma labantu abasekudeni wena lawo ungaka.
Ngempela, ngempela. Hayi, siyabonga ngokungena kuhlelo mathe. Have a good night. Angithi bafo. All right, Muriye Zimbabwe, you're hearing there from our caller, Mate. Ugole Botswana, he's in Botswana. He's in Botswana, Kelebuka Mate, for taking time out to join us. Mate is talking about his ordeal, saying it's very, very difficult surviving in Botswana. I even asked him, I said, okay, seeing as though it's hard for you to surviving in Botswana right now, why not go home? He said, same 6 and 9. Gunzima, which is very difficult. Pindai mchirongwa Muriye Zimbabwe, let us know. 13 minutes zasara pano pa chirongwa chedu cheve chidiki. Let's head back to Mr. Ndiweni. Mr. Ndiweni, are you still on the line? Right. Earlier on, you heard DBT slightly touching on Indabele Yamabota. For a very long time, Zimbabweans relied on buying stuff in countries like South Africa, Botswana, and neighboring nations, where they buy istogo sabo and then they sell it kwele Zimbabwe. Manje abantu sebephila njani elizweni? Abantu sebethenga ngayo istogo?
Ya, unkosi uhlo wayithinta indaba ukuthi abantu sebephila njani. Abantu sebesebenza ngama-runners. Kulabo abafuna impahla ezivela phandle kwelizwe, sokulabantu ke abagijimayo besebenzisa ama-truck lawo, ama-haulage trucks, abanye besebenzisa ezinye indlela ukuthi impahla zifike elizweni. So yikho sokukhona kathesi kulusizo ukuthi uhulumende sike samtshela nyakenye ukuthi amabhoda kavule ngabantu baphila ngawo, kodwa ke avula okwenyanga asephinde valwa futhi njalo.
Let me head over to Robson Mhlubulo. Let's hear his thoughts. Mhlubulo, are you still on the line there?
I'm still there, Mr. Owen.
Genela, before, let's hear your thoughts. Istogo, listenga nga. Istogo phela ayesizwa abantu bekhalala besithi indaba le eyamabhoda ikhanya ngani isiphazamisa indlela liphatha ngayo ibusiness enu njengabantu abakumsebenzi wezandla abaziphandelayo. How is this affecting your business at all? Lisebenza njani elizweni?
Elizweni kunzima manje sikhuluma kundaba zesidoko zokuthenga ngoba kathesi sibe sithi singahasla. Siyathola ukuthi siyethenga kulaba bantu abangama runners where you get at least with a better price whereby with a dollar you can buy something, $2 or with your rand you can buy something. But as for now, the prices will start to go out because a few people manage to bring things in, which again is limiting because most of the people, most of the population of the unemployed people are in the informal sector, whereby they are selling those products to earn their living. So while if the borders will be closed, then which means we are increasing a number of people who will be below data line, which means a lot of people are going to suffer. Because that's where they were earning their living. So it's a tough time for everyone, and times are becoming tougher and tougher because of these restrictions. After COVID-19, then borders are closed, then the life is too hard for everyone.
Now, as we wrap up here, Mhlubulo, unfortunately, there's only 7 minutes left, so I would like to give you an opportunity to wrap up and DVD and do any the same. If you were to request assistance from government, what kind of assistance would you like? And of course, has government even reached out or attempted to help you?
The assistance that we would like is the youth empowerment to reach everyone, be it of a political party. Let's be not be forced to be in a political party or to be supporting any political party for you to gain something to gain. Let it be to all youths to receive equal fairness to the government. Because because some people will be like Christians who want, would like to be involved in political things, but will need the help. So we are saying to the government, let them give a free play to the youth, be it of their political views. So that's what we are asking for. But let them go around, do some programs in the, everywhere where people stay, and make programs, youth programs that will encourage youth to do something, be it of political parties.
Uke wazama yini ukuthola usizo from, for example, Youth Empowerment Bank?
For now, as someone who is a new entrepreneur in the business, I haven't yet now, but I'm still trying to find out and get in touch with other people, because my products now, I haven't found people who are much more interested in them as much as I'm expecting.
All right. Well, thank you so much for taking time out to join us, Mr. Mhlubulo. Let me give Mr. Ndweni an opportunity to throw his last words. Mr. Ndweni, in 2 minutes, bengicela ukuthi uphosele amazwi okugcina.
Ngiyabonga, Mike. Awazama ukugcina ngokuthi, as much as we have these challenges, we put the value thina njengenhlanganiso asigoqanga izandla. Esikwenzayo, ngifuna nibe kwazi ukuthi senzani. Esikwenzayo ukuthi kathesi abantu sibafakile kumaqembu athize. Sakhangela ama-skills abantu abalawo ama-traders ukuthi bengenzani ukuze baziphilise khona phelizweni. So esikwenzayo ukuthi abantu abaningi sebethunga kathi sibe amaqembu, abanye bayapheka ukudla, abanye bayapheka ezinye izinto ezithengiswayo ezinjengama-detergents ezikhona khona phelizweni bezifaka emkambo lapho abantu okuthengiswa khona lezitolo. So sithi hayi, angeke sikhale sithi body value, kodwa kumele sizame singakwenza local lapha nje. Futhi okunye esikwenzayo ukuthi sesiqalisile ukuthi abantu bathengise ebulenjini, i-marketing, i-commerce, khona ke sikwenzayo. Sesile application esisungule esibambene nabanye bethu ngaphansi kohlangothi oluthiwa Yizithala BF Sizimele Consortium. Application le iyatholakala ku-Google Play Store. I-apply yawenza ukuthi nxa uthengisa ukudla kwakho ungene lawe usayine up. Uthengise, abantu bazabona into ezithengisayo, labathenga bazazibona. Eminye imizamo yokuthi sincedise abantu abazisebenzayo baphile ngaphansi kobuzima be-COVID-19. Singakhali kuphela ngokuthi ngcindezela, kodwa ke sithi hayi okunye singakwenza ngezandla zethu. Njalo futhi sizama siya phambili ukuthi abantu bafundiswe ukuthi bepheke baphumele impahla ezilohlonzi ezizancedisa amakampani amakhulu nalawo avele saziwa ngokupheka impahla ezithize. Yimzamo esiyenzayo ke leyi mfokawobe kanye labanani ababukeli nje emhlabeni wonke jikelele.
All right, thank you so much, Mr. Ndweni, for taking time out to join us on our program. Siyabonga kakhulu. Mr. Dibiti, I'd like to give you an opportunity to wrap up. Kodwa isikhathi sesidlule ngangoyi, if we get a chance. But there's a video that we need to go to real quick, and singatholi ithuba, we'll come back to you. So let's head over to a video real quick, Muriye Zimbabwe. VOA correspondent Ucolumbus Mavunga caught up with a young Zimbabwean who's using his craft as an artist, as a sculptor, as a creator, to educate people on the COVID-19 pandemic. Let's head over to that report, and then abese sigqiba uhlelo lwethu. First up, let's hear more from Columbus Mavunga.
The 40-year-old Zimbabwean sculptor David Ngwerumo now has what he calls COVID-19 coloring. His exhibit called Arms encourages people to take the COVID-19 jab to help the country reach its vaccination target of 60% by the end of the year. Another one called We Are Torn encourages people to sneeze into their elbows. And the most talked one encourages people to mask up in an exhibit called MJ, named after the late US pop icon Michael Jackson, known for wearing masks and gloves.
Now, I'm using his figure around this COVID pandemic on my art to show that Michael Jackson gave us a warning that mask up. And his figure shows a finger pointing outside, out to us as a people, saying, mask up.
Ngwerumo has posted his pieces online to keep people from coming to his studio and potentially spreading the coronavirus. Art dealer Shingirai Mafara says he wants to hold an art exhibition to display Ngwerumo's work for a wider reach.
So I find these pieces very, very pivotal in terms of not just putting back Zimbabwean art sculpture on the map, because we are definitely back on the map, but also sending awareness to the entire world. Let's get vaccinated. Let's wear masks. Let's social distance. Let's hold hands and try to get through this together.
Ngwerume's work has also caught the attention of officials in Zimbabwe. Artists like him, the country's art council representative says, are thinking outside the box.
The situation has taught our artists to be resilient, taught them to be imaginative and to be creative in terms of sustenance and how do you make a livelihood.
Well, Muriya Zimbabwe, unfortunately, time is running up. Chino buruka, chino mara. All fine things always come to an end. That was our VOA correspondent, Columbus Mavunga. Muriya Zimbabwe, shout out to all my guests for joining us. Shout out to all the callers. Abangeneleyo kuhlelo. Muriya Zimbabwe, tashika kubagumo echirongo chedu chanhasi. Let's meet same time, same place. I go by the name of Mike Hovet. Catch up on me. BigMike3 on Twitter and Instagram. Muriya Zimbabwe, bye-bye!